أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. استوات فولوز My honored brothers and sisters in this great group, Ishadul Ummah, I welcome you once more to our Tajweed lessons. Today is Saturday, the 10th of Sha'aban, 1441 AH, which coincides with the 4th of April, 2020. And inshallah, we are going to continue in our explanation on the rules governing Nunu Sakina. In the last discussion, we mentioned the first rule governing the recitation of Nunu Sakina and Tanwin, and we said it was Al-Izhar. Yeah, and we said Al-Izhar refers to clear recitation. You recite it clearly without any gunnah, nasalization, or any form of sound. You pronounce the Nun from the particular point of articulation, and you make sure the Noon is properly pronounced. And we say that Izhar usually occurs in a situation whereby the Noon Sakina is immediately followed by any of the Huruful Izhar, which were Hamza, Ha, Ain, Ha, Ghain, or Kho. So it is hoped that brothers and sisters who are following should be able to understand this properly by now, and also should be able to apply it, inshallah. Today, we are going to continue from our book, Hidayat al-Mustafid, from page 8, where Malam mentions the second rule of reciting Nunu Sakina and Tanwin. Remember, we said the first rule was Al-Izhar. Then we said there was Al-Ilgham. Then there is Al-Ikhfa. And then there is Al-Iqlab. So we've discussed Al-Izhar. So today, insha'Allah, as briefly as possible, we shall be discussing Al-Ilgham. Naam, as-su'al, the question. Ma'alam is asking, ma haddu al-Ilgham lughatan wa istilahan? What is the meaning, or what is the definition of Ilgham lughatan? Yani, literally, wa istilahan, and technically. Ma'alam says, amma lughatan. As for the literal meaning of al-idgham, fa huwa idkhalu shay'in fi shay'in, it is inserting something into another thing. Insertion, you insert something into another thing, or you merge it together. This is the literal meaning of al-idgham. Wa amma istilahan, however, with respect to the technical meaning, فهو الإتقاء حرف ساكن بمتحرك. It is a meeting point between two harf. The first harf has a ساكن. In this case now, the harf is probably نون ساكنة or التنوين. So it is when a letter or an alphabet that has a سكون meets with an alphabet that is vowelized, yani a non-vowelized letter meeting a vowelized letter. بِحَيْثُ يَصِيرَانِ حَرْفًا مُشَدَّدًا. So by the time the non-vowelized alphabet meets a vowelized alphabet, then it now almost look as if they now look as if, or they meet in such a way that they become a single letter. They become a single letter, which is an emphasized letter, yani harfan mushaddadan, yani a letter that has a shadda. So it is for maybe two alphabets to meet. The first alphabet is carrying a sukun. Then the alphabet that follows is carrying a fatha or a kisra or a dhumma, yani it has a vowel sound. So by the time these two alphabets come to meet each other, then you now insert the sakin letter into the vowelized letter in such a way that they become one emphasized letter. يعني حرفا مشددا. يرتفع اللسان عنده ارتفاعة واحدة. And then you will recite it together with one voice, or you raise your tongue once while reciting it together. Inshallah, we'll explain further, or it will become more clear as we go down. The next question, Sual. Malan says, "Kam huruful idgham wa ma hiya?" How many are the alphabets of al idgham, and what are they? Huruful idgham sittatun. The answer now, hurufuhu sittatun. Yani the alphabets are six. The alphabets of idgham are six. Wa hiya majmu'atun fi qawlika, and they are joined together, or they are all found in the word yarmaluna. Yarmaluna. Whenever you say yarmaluna, yaun, raun, mimun, lamun, wawun, and nunun, all these six alphabets that join together to form the word yarmaluna are the alphabets of al-idgham. So this is, like I said, a sort of mnemonic device that you can use to remember it more clearly. So ya'un, ra'un, mimun, lamun, wawa'un, and nunun, these are the alphabets of al-idgham. So in the case of al-idhar, we know what those ones were. And we say those alphabets come directly from inside your throat. Some come from the innermost part of your throat, some come from the middle, and some come from the uppermost part of your throat. Those were the alphabets of al-idhar, in the case whereby you have to make sure the nun sakina is well articulated, or the tanwin. Now for this case now, we have the words ya'un, ra'un, mimun, lamun, wa'un, wa nunun. These are the six alphabets of al-idgham. Now the next question, Malan says, ila kam qismin tanqasimu hadhihi al-huruf? He said, into how many are these huruf divided? Into how many are these huruf divided? Malam is trying to tell us that idgham is divided into certain parts. So Malam is asking, into how many do you divide al-idgham? Malam says, ila kismaini, into two. Idgham are divided into two. Birunnatin, ila kismaini. The first one is birunnatin, wa yusamma naqisan. يعني بغنة, you are going to recite it with غنة, like we've been trying to explain, is humming or nonalization, or for you to make a sound coming directly from your nose. That sound is coming from your khushum, like we explained earlier. You say that is غنة. So there is a idgham that comes with that kind of humming, and Malam says it is called ناقصاً, يعني idgham ناقص. You call that one idgham naqis. It is an incomplete insertion. It is incomplete insertion. Wa bi ghayri gunnatin, and the second type is without a gunna. And Malam says wa yusamma kamilan, and it is called idgham al-kamil. So we have the complete insertion and then the incomplete insertion. So the idgham now, in the case of idgham, it is divided into two. We have idgham al-naqis, which is incomplete insertion, which comes with a gunna, and then we have idghamul kamil, which is the complete insertion, and it does not come with any gunna. Ma'alam now says, falya'u wal wawu wal mimu wal nunu bi gunnatin. In a case whereby nunu sakina is followed by any of these four letters, you know the idgham letters are six. So now we are now taking four first, and we'll say this four, by the time it is followed by ya'u or wawun or mimun or nunun, then you are going to recite it with a gunna. You are going to recite it with humin. Wallamu wa ra'u bila gunna. But in the case of lamun and ra'un, then there is no gunna. In a nutshell, the hurufu al-idgham al-naqis are ya'un, wa'un, mimun, wa nunun, and it is summarized in the word yanmu, yanmu, ya fataya. Nun sukun yan, mim dumamu, wa sukun mu, yan mu. That word summarizes the four letters of al-idgham al-naqis. Then in the case of al-idgham al-kamil, we have al-lam and ar-ra'in, which is cited without any form of humin. So the reason why you call one complete and one incomplete is because in the incomplete case, you try to insert the nunun into the alphabet, but you don't insert it completely. It will still be obvious that there is a nunun there. But in the case of the incomplete, yani the complete one, yani the kamil, idgamul kamil, in that case, you insert it completely to the point that nobody will even realize that there was a nunun there in the first place. We are going to see examples of this, inshallah. Malan says in the next question, Mal amthalatu zalika ala tartibi. So what are the examples of this in the arrangement or in the order in which they come? Yani the order in which they come for both idgham al-naqis and idgham al-kamil. So Malan says, Mithal nunu sakinati inda al-ya'i. An example of a nunu sakina that is followed by a ya'u is what? Ayyakulu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ayyakulu. You see that nunun there. You don't call the nunun completely. You try as much as possible to insert it directly into the ya'un. The moment you start saying ay, you don't even pronounce the nunun completely. You don't say an, you say ayya. The moment you pronounce that nunun, you insert the word the ya'un together with it. That is idgham. Yani you are inserting it, you are merging it together. And then it will now look as if it is a ya'un that has a shadda. That's what we're trying to say when we said haruf al mushaddidan. Yani it will come out as a haruf, as a single alphabet that has a shadda. It seems like a ya'un that has a shadda. Ayya. But you see, it doesn't have a shadda. So that's how it's pronounced. He said, ayya qulu. Malan said, udghimta. Udghimatin nunu sakina. Yani you have inserted the nunu sakina fil ya'i inside the ya'un. One mithal tanwin, and an example of that for the case of tanwin, Malam brings the example of liqawmiyu, liqawmiyu, liqawmiyu'minun, liqawmi. That mimun there is carrying a tanwin, and the tanwin is kisrataini, and is followed immediately by a ya'un. So you insert that tanwin into the ya'un. Malam says, tanwinu, you have included or you have inserted the tanwin fil ya'i inside the ya'u. Wa yushtarapu an yakuna al-mudghamu wal-mudghamu fihi min kalimatain. Malana said, however, it is required that what you are inserting and what you are inserting into must be in two different words. If you are going to apply the law of idgham, it has to come in two different words. If there is a nunu sakina followed by any of the alphabets of al-idgham in the same word in the Holy Quran, then you cannot practice al-idgham in that case. You cannot practice al-idgham in that case, which is different from the case of al-izhar. You know, in the case of al-izhar, we say if any nunu sakina is followed by any of the huruf al-izhar, either it is in the same word or in two different words, you have to apply the law of al-izhar, which is complete pronunciation of the noon. But in the case of al-idgham, if al-idgham happens to occur within a particular word, then you are not going to use that law. You are not going to use the law of al-idgham. You are not going to put it together. That's why Malan said it is required that an yakuna al-mudghamu, that what you are inserting, wal mudghamu fihi, and what you are inserting it into, min kalimatini, has to be from two different words. Kama muthila. Just as he has given an example, but in kana min kalimatin. However, if what you are inserting and what you are inserting into, yani the non-vowelized noon and the vowelized harful al-idgham is min kalimatin, is from a particular word. Min kalimatin wahidatin, is from a single word. Then Malan says, yajibu idharuhu. Then you have to use the law of izhar in reciting it. Malan now says, these are the examples. Dunya. Now if you look at the word dunya, the nunun there is a nunu sakina, and it's followed by ya'un, and ya'un, as we have already learned, is part of the huruful idgham. If you are going to follow that law, then you are supposed to say dunya, dunya, or kinwad. So actually this happens in just four words in the Holy Quran. The four words that are an exemption to the laws of idgham is dunya, qinwanun, swinwanun, wabunyanun. these four words are exemptions to the laws of Iran. In addition to these two, there are also two more exemptions. If you are going to recite from Surah Al-Yasin, Yasin, Wal Qur'an Al-Hakim, you see, if you want to recite it together, if you want to recite it mutawasilan, you discover that Yasin, that noon at the end of the Yasin is a noon sakina. And the word that follows it together, if you are going to join it together, is Wal Qur'an Al-Hakim. And the wawun there is also a word, is also a huruf al-idgham. You are expected normally, if you are going to follow the law, while joining these two verses, to sing Yasin Wal Qur'an. However, there is an exemption to this as well. If you are going to recite Yasin Wal Qur'an Al-Hakim, then you apply the law of Al-Idhar. And one more surah is Noon Wal Qalami. Noon Wal Qalami. Normally, you are supposed to say Noon Wal. Yani, you are going to apply the ending of the noon and to the sukun. So, and it's followed by a wawun, which is normally supposed to be an ilgam. But however, in these six cases, al-idgham is excused from the Quran. You are going to pronounce it with al-idhar. And they call it al-idhar al-mutlaq. If you hear al-idhar al-mutlaq, this is what it is being referred to. So, Malan now says, he wants to explain to us why. Malan says, khawfan min al-iltibasi bil mudha'afi. He said, you do this because you are afraid so that you don't get confused with what you are adding it to. Yani, it's not lead to multiple confusion. When you're going to recite the word dunya, for instance, and you say dunya, number one, it's difficult to pronounce. And one of the goals of tajweed is that you pronounce words as easy as possible. So it's difficult for you to pronounce. And then aside from that too, it could lead to confusions, and then it could lead to different kind of complications. So, and even in the times of meaning of the words. So Malam now goes ahead. He says, wa mithalun nunu, nuni, you are reading from the book, wa mithalun nuni fil mim. In the case of an example for noon that is followed by a mim, Malam says, if you see me, that noon there is followed by what? It's followed by noon sakina. But you will insert it immediately. Then for the tanwin followed by a mimun, Malan says hudam mil. You are going to join it together. Then wa mithalu nun fil wawi, an example of including nun or nun that is followed by waw, Malan says miu wara. The nun is already inserted into the waw, miu wara ihim. What tanwinu, and an example in the case of tanwin, Malan says hudan wa rah. Hudan wa rahmatan. Now, wa mithalun nun fit nuni, and an example of inserting nunun into nunun, man says inna qulu. You insert the nunun immediately into the second nunun. And in the case of tanwin, Malan says khittatun naghfir. And then Malan says, and all of it is idgham bi gunnatin. They are all idgham that comes with al gunna, which is yani idgham naqis. They come with the gunna is the humin. You see that humin, you say inna qulu. Or you that sound there coming from your nose. That sound is the gunna. Malan said, this is all considered to be idgham bilgunna, yani idgham naqis. Wa mithaluhu bila gunnatin. And then for the examples of the idgham without a gunna, yani in the case of idgham al-kamil now, Malan says, wa huwa idgham nun sakinatin awi tanwini fi lami wa ra'i. It is for you to insert a nun sakina or a tanwin into lam or ra'. Mala Mnan says famithalu nunu filami for an example of inserting lu a nun into the lam. Malam says yubayyillana. You don't even pronounce the nunun at all. Yubayyillana, yubayyilla. You just put the shadda on top of the lam and continue. Yubayyillana, yubayyillana. That's how it's recited. Yani, you have inserted the nun completely into the lamun. Completely. There is no gunna found anywhere. And in the case of tanwin, you say hudalil muttaqin. Hudalil muttaqin. Hudalil muttaqin. You pronounce it directly. Hudalil. You don't say hudalil muttaqin. That's very wrong. Hudalil muttaqin. You insert it completely into the lamun. Then wa mithalu nunu fi ra'i, and an example of inserting nun into ra'i. Malam says mir rabbihim. You just put shadda on the ra'un and skip the nunun completely. And in the case of the tanween, Malam gives us an example. He says ghafurur rahim. You don't say ghafurur rahim. You say ghafurur rahim. That ra'un is carrying a tanween, which normally should have been pronounced as ghafurun. However, because of the fact that it is followed by a ra'un, and ra'un is part of the huruf al-idgham, yani idgham al-kamil, you insert it entirely into it. So therefore, you are going to skip it, the tanween there, and say ghafurur rahim. Malan says waqis ala zalik. So that is how it is described, inshallah. So I will definitely encourage us to include or indulge in much more practice, because tajweed is basically about practice, and you can hardly learn much, especially on an online forum, but with the practice and also feedback, it's very necessary for us to please get in touch with the teachers or get in touch with any of the admins in situations whereby you are not able to learn it properly. It would be such a shame that after all the methods we have put in place, our members will not still be able to get these things right. That's not part of our prayers. So practice, pick up the Quran, try to recite, and try to identify some huruful idhar or some huruful idgham. Since these are the two we've learned, and try to differentiate between huruf al-idgham al-kamil wa idgham al-naqis. It's easy to spot out. There is more examples, like if you're reciting Surah Al-Nazi'ah, for instance, you come across lots of it. Like in the ayah, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ. This is the ba on the qulubun is having a tanwin, but it's followed by yauma, yani yaun, yaun. So you say qulubun yauma idhin wajifa. Then also you can find another one in sabi yani surah an-naba'i amma yatasaalu. You said la yasma'una fiha lagwan wala. La yasma'una fiha lagwan. That's wawun there is carrying a tanwin, and it's followed by another wawun. So you have to include it together with al-idgham naqis. Yani, you're going to bring up the gunna. Aw idgham bi gunna, aw idgham bi ghayr gunna. It's also called idgham bi gunna. Idgham bi gunna is idgham naqis. Idgham bi ghayr gunna is idgham al-kamil. So you can also find more examples also in different parts of the Quran. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa. Watab. So these are more examples. If you pick up the Quran, even from the parts you understand how to recite from, wherever, if you can recite only from Surah Al-Kafirun down to Nas, you can be able to identify certain huruf, a nunu sakina, that is either followed by a gunna or يعني نون ساكنة is either followed by one of the حروف الإظهار or followed by one of the حروف الإنغام, then you'll be able to differentiate between the two in terms of recitation, and you also be able to understand them in practice. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.